Hey, this is Jay.
And Aaron.
And Richard.
And we're the VCR Kids. We watch movies from our childhood and we see if they still hold up. This week, we are going back to our normal, you know, way of watching movies and talking about them. No more Christmas, no more Halloween. We are going to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. I've been waiting for this one for so long. And I think no one else wants to watch it.
Yeah,
Well, I had a lot of memories from the first two. This one, for whatever reason, I'm sure I watched it because I loved Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but I don't have any memories of it. So Jay, you might have to do some of the heavy lifting for memories.
Yeah, I don't know a thing about this.
Yeah, I didn't watch this one as many times as the others. Number two was really the one that got a lot of rewatches growing up. What I do remember about this one, I thought it was weird because the turtles' costumes were kind of different, I think. Like, I remember thinking that they had freckles, like more freckles than before. Is a weird
did they have thing. Freckles ever?
I don't know.
Well,
what I remember from my child brain.
Looking on the Wikipedia page, it looks like Jim Henson's company did not do the creature effects on this movie.
Yeah.
As opposed to the previous two. So that might explain it. I don't know.
I think this one also has, they definitely go to Japan.
Yeah. That's the only thing I remember. And did Casey Jones, does he have a more prominent part in this?
There's a guy who's credited as Casey Jones / Wit. Or I guess he plays two characters. But I think it's the same guy. I'm not 100% sure. Elias Koteas? I don't know.
I'm already worried because I'm looking at the poster and they're wearing... Now, I'm no expert on Japanese culture, so let me just start there. But, you know, I am fairly interested in it. So, you know, I've observed things. I am interested in history. I'll, like, research a little bit if I see something that piques my interest. I've been to Japan a couple times. It appears that they are wearing samurai helmets. So, which is a very different type of warrior from a ninja, very different. In fact, I think samurai really did not enjoy ninja whatsoever, so we'll just have to see how they handle that.
They didn't enjoy them.
Like, they hated them. They hated each other.
They gave them a 2-star review.
Well, like, samurai were... So it kind of depends on, like, when in history, but... Sometimes they're considered like the lords or the knights of like the Japanese hierarchy. I think it's the shogunate is what you call it. In history, like feudal Japan, there was like a very distinct hierarchy. And so they fought with honor, quote unquote. At some point, they became mercenaries, just like pay for hire kind of situation. But they fought in the daylight, you know, more honor in it. And the ninja... Though they trained very, like, they had obviously a specialist martial arts trainings with, like, a lot of balance focus and, like, but, like, kind of, like, magic almost, like the bait and switch with, like, getting away without being seen, like, using the dark and shadows and, like, other things to their advantage, like poisons, which is considered, like, not honorable, like a sneak. You're sneaking around. And they were for hire as well. Like, pretty much strictly. Kind of like a pirate in a way. That's a bad comparison. But so they hated each other.
Well, okay. I want to be clear as well on this podcast. I'm not a biologist or zoologist. Pretty sure mutant turtles don't get this big or speak English. So yeah. I have major issues with that in this movie. So.
Well, it's just like, I don't know. It seems like appropriative. Like, it's already a little bit appropriative, but then like, I don't know. We'll just have to see how it handles it. And like I said, I'm no expert, so like I could be wrong on all those facts, but I think that's like the general outline of it. So
the Casey Jones is the same Casey Jones from the first movie.
Gotcha.
Who is not in the second movie. And we also have Stuart Wilson in this, who we just recently saw in The Mask of Zorro.
Oh.
Nice. As Don, one of the Dons, the main bad guy. Don Rafael Montero.
Does the voices for the turtles, are they the same? I see Corey Feldman.
Yeah, only Corey Feldman, I think.
I guess he's Although, actually, I don't know who was...
I don't know who was in the original ones, honestly. But apparently, the guy who was the voice of Michelangelo is credited, his name is Robbie Rist, and he's credited as Robbie Rist registered trademark.
Wow.
So that's fun. I guess he was the original in the original one. I'm just surfing IMDb at this point. Anyway, yeah, so I, like I said, don't have as many memories of this one myself, other than I think, do they travel in time in this one?
Oh yeah, that was something else that rang a memory. That, I don't know whether that's always been around or it was the late 80s, early 90s kind of thing that a lot of movies had time travel going on.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot come to mind thinking about my childhood like that. So this looks like this was a box office success, although the critics seem to have not liked it really much at all.
Yeah, it looks like all the turtles are the same. I was totally wrong in saying they were not. One thing that's really interesting about this is this movie came out only 3 years after the original one. So, like, these sequels are like, bam, bam, bam.
Right.
They were really trying to
capitalize.
Hit it in, yeah. But you know, everyone says that the second one's terrible. I still think it's great. I loved it. I think, I don't remember. I'll have to go back and re-listen to that episode and see if I actually loved it or not.
Yeah. Eventually, one day, I'll have to sit down and just suffer through the 2007 animated film and then the 2014 Oof. Reboot. I'm just going to have Oof. To.
The,
I don't know. The Michael Bay one?
Yeah.
Apparently, they've got a new TV show that's pretty popular. Kids like it. That's fine. I feel like the TV shows have always been decent of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like, that's really where the fan base comes from, are the TV shows. Like, it's a serial cartoon, you know?
Right.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Any other thoughts you guys have before we start watching it?
Nope.
I'm nervous.
And if you want more facts about samurais and ninjas, stay tuned because I'm sure Aaron will have a lot more.
Yeah, our resident expert. Yeah.
Well, I Wikipedia'd it and like it's not during the Shogunate, but it is feudal Japan. So the Shogunate happened in the 17th century. So.
All right.
That's so, not this time. Okay. Anyway.
And we will talk to y'all more in a little bit after we watch the movie. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hello, everybody. It is Jay here, your best friend who you've never met in real life. Just coming at you in the middle of the episode to talk a little bit. We didn't have our normal mid-roll last week because of the amazing feud between Calvin from A Podcast About Something and Aaron from, obviously, the VCR Kids. I've heard, I don't know if Calvin wants me outing him here, but I've heard that he was a little upset that Aaron actually apologized and now his feelings are hurt. So that just adds a whole other layer to the kerfuffle. I was telling Calvin that I need to start picking some fights with his co-host Nick, but I don't know what those would be about, and that would just be for show. There wouldn't be anything substantial. So Nick, if you're hearing this, put him up, pal. I don't even know if Nick listens to our show, but I'm sure he'll find out somehow. Today, I have some cool things to tell you about, and they're the same things I tell you about all the time. You can find us on social media at the VCR Kids, and we have a bunch of merch. We have a newer shirt that says, "It's a movie, Aaron." We've actually sold some of those, which I just put up there as a whim after an episode, so that's exciting. If you got one, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter or on email, thevcrkids@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear who else thought that was funny other than just me. But yeah, you can find all that at our website, thevcrkids.com. And special thanks to all of our newer listeners. We've actually been growing quite a bit recently, kind of organically. Like we've put a lot of, in the past, we've put some money into like advertising and things like that and seen some results, but the past few months, we've really done nothing. We've barely even been on social media at all because life's been crazy and our download numbers are going up. Y'all are finding us, y'all are listening, and it's super exciting. So thank you so much. And if you are a new listener to the show, we've got tons of episodes. This is number 139. But if you have someone else you think would like it, please let them know. The easiest way to find us is apple.co/thevcrkids. So that's apple.co/thevcrkids. That will open it right up in your podcast app on whatever device you're listening to. And if you don't have an Apple device, I'm really sorry for your life. I'm really sorry that you feel like you're better than everyone and that you're just really struggling day to day with your terrible phones and computers. But you can also just check us out on any podcatcher you listen to just by searching the VCR Kids. And most of all, if you like us, please leave us a review. They apparently don't really do anything, but they just give social proof to people who find our show and you know, see that a lot of people have rated it positively. And you can you can help balance out some of the mediocre reviews that are just really weird that we've gotten recently. So that's my call to action today. Tell a friend if you think they'll like it. And please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever you listen to us on. And I'll talk to you more next week, unless we have any more voice feedback, which again, you can send to us at thevcrkids@gmail.com. But let's get you back to the episode. Bye-bye. All right, we are totally finished watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. No subtitle to this one, although it should probably be Turtles in Time. Right. I don't know, that's like sticking in my head. I don't know if that was like from the TV show or from a comic book or something. I thought it was the name of this movie. It's apparently not.
I don't know.
No, no one else has heard that before.
No, and nothing about this movie is really sticking in my brain because the plot was kind of, I just didn't like it.
Aaron, you can't say the plot was bad if you didn't pay attention to almost the whole movie. I mean, I can say the plot was bad because I watched the movie.
Like, it's in theory very simple, but like, the friend grabs the magic scepter and then they do like a body time swap thing, like she gets switched for this other guy from the past, so like they trade times and he's like a prince or something, and then the turtles go after her, but they're like in the middle of like the shogun and the daimyo and like this western guy all battling it out for some reason.
Well, this is terrible.
Well, let's start at the very beginning with that fun intro sequence of them dancing. That was great.
You mean like where they're doing their ninja moves, and that's actually the most ninja moves we see in the whole movie.
Well, it's also your introduction to the absurd sound effects for everything in this movie. Like, yeah. He rubs his head and it's like the squeakiest sound you've ever heard in your life.
Yeah. And for,
also, like, almost the entire movie is dubbed as well, kind of like speaking on sound here. We picked this up as soon. I mean, obviously, all the turtles are dubbed because they're puppet animatronic things. But when April O'Neil comes in and starts giving out the gifts, like, she's dubbed as well. And, like, she's, like, so overacting and overpronouncing everything that she's doing. It is hard to watch.
Yeah, speaking of hard to watch, those mouths. I know, Jay, you had an issue.
Oh, God. Well, it was like, it looked like the way that the lips and the teeth were moving looked like they were clearly designed to mimic people saying things. Like, it looked like a lot of care went into them, but it also looked like it was not what they were actually saying. Like,
right.
It looked like they were designed to be saying, like, completely different sentences at the exact same time as different words were coming out of the turtles' mouths.
The worst moment lip-wise for me is towards the middle of the movie when Michelangelo's laughing. I forget what he's laughing about, but it was his lips just kind of went like, I was like, oh, just.
Oh, there was one where they were like, awkward. One of them was like yelling and like, I don't know, like the back of the mouth started like jutting forward. It was really disturbing.
Yeah, so I didn't like that.
So then you get introduced not only to April with her just awful, I mean, the dialogue in general, not great. And then Casey Jones shows up like in an early 90s TV show. He's like, hey, guy, like played a little music thing as he entered.
He's such a throwaway in this movie, like such a throwaway.
Yeah, he barely does anything.
Yeah, he's a babysitter.
Like, alternate character as well. Barely does anything. Yeah. He's the only person who plays like two characters in the movie and neither of them do anything.
Because this plot is like, I don't know what's going on, honestly. I still don't understand, like, why were they all fighting about what?
So basically, April finds this like antique item that they end up calling a scepter, which looks kind of like a lantern with like an hourglass in the middle of it. I don't know. It's really weird. But she finds this, I guess, at like a thrift store or something. And it's one of the gifts that she's given out to all the turtles. Turns out it's this.
No,
ancient...
she gets it for Splinter.
Uh-huh. No, well, not for Splinter, I don't think.
It yeah, she said the... it's for Splinter. Because it looked Japanese. So she got it and old. So she got it for Splinter. Because each turtle got a gift. Like the one got the lampshade. The other one got a book. The other, like, they each get one thing, and then she gives that to Splinter, but he doesn't even touch it. She never actually gives it to him.
Thank God.
What was up with Splinter's voice acting? Because that was just cringeworthy, like, every time I heard him. That can't be the same Splinter as the previous movies.
No, it sounded like they got a different person who was, like, trying to do an impression, but it was, like, half whispering the whole time.
Right.
It was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, for a movie that was like pretty much all set in Japan, Splinter had nothing to do with it, except for I think he said like hello to the Japanese guy when he showed up.
Right, and then later on he could sense something was happening hundreds of years ago. He like looked off. He was like, oh.
Okay.
So anyway, this scepter transports whoever's holding it through time to switch places with whoever else is holding it. And at some seemingly random point of time, in this case, it turns out to be what, 1603, I think, Aaron.
Yeah. That's what they said, which is an interesting year to choose because that's at the start of the shogunate. Like that's when like the shogun cemented his power over Japan. So
that's how Holly feels very strongly about the shogunate.
She sees cardinals outside. There's like a little flock of cardinals and she just wants to get them.
So anyway, it transports someone. It basically swaps places with someone else in time. If they both weigh the same amount.
Right.
Wait, that's what they said?
The same mass. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so apparently April and that Japanese guy weigh the same amount. And the four honor guards weigh the same as turtles.
That's essentially a useless item. Like, how? Okay. All right.
So April goes back mistakenly, kind of going back in time by accident. And then the turtles try and figure it out. And then they go back to save her. And then in their place, they get the son of the emperor, ruler, whatever.
Who started all of this?
April.
Yeah, he like cracked open the statue and took out the scepter. And he's like, what was...
Because he's pouting like a big baby. Like he's breaking everything he can
touch. Like what is even his role? Like what did he want to accomplish? Like why did he even have it?
Like, he's in love with the girl.
So he runs away. He's on the other army. Time.
And he tried... No, he tried to... get his dad to stop the war because he's in love with the girl, and his dad was like no, and he went into a temper tantrum and broke everything, and then found the scepter and picked it up at the same time as April and got transported.
Yeah, because he looked at those ancient drawings of the man turtles or whatever that was
there. Yeah, so like there is actually a Japanese demon, and they call them this a few times, Kappa, which is like a turtle human. They live in the rivers, and they have the main difference is that they're evil, I think, usually. And they have like their head is depressed and they hold water in it, and like they're not supposed to bow to you because if they dump the water out something bad happens. I don't know, but it is like a Japanese water demon, so that's why they keep calling them demons the whole time, because if you look up a kappa, it looks like them.
Wow. So this movie is historically accurate.
No, but it, you know what? It does get a few things right, because I was like really incredulous when the white people showed up.
There were like three times in the movie where Aaron was like, this is not real. And then she would go and Google it and then you'd be like, it's actually not bad.
Well, like, okay, because there was literally a span of 30 years when... like Europeans discovered and tried and were like trading with Japan. It was like from 1543 to 16 something, about 30 years span in there. So this is like right in the middle of that. And then, you know, at the end of it, I guess what had happened was the European traders tried to like bring Christianity to Japan and started a few rebellions, and the shogun was like, no, enough of this, and he like put all these isolation edicts into effect, so they like cut themselves off. They're like, nope, done, over it. So
was that what like Martin Scorsese did a movie recently with like Adam Driver?
Yeah,
was that what that was about? Okay.
Yeah, because it was the Portuguese that were mainly doing it, and I think he was playing a Portuguese character.
Gotcha. So you have a bunch of growling. You have a wet willy. Fat jokes. So many fat jokes.
He's just doing his job, you know, and like everyone called him like fatso and like mean names, but
no one called the like repulsive white guy who couldn't do anything right fat, even though he was like blubbering around as well.
Right.
God, that guy was so annoying. I can't remember his character's name.
Everyone in this movie was annoying.
It was like Phil or something. He was like the sidekick to the bad guy.
The Baldy.
Yeah, but he's been in a lot of stuff. He's been in like literally...
Holly.
Like he's been in every single movie and TV show pretty much.
No. Do you need time out?
I've been a good boy.
Time out,
come
me.
Here.
What? Oh.
Come here right now. Sit.
Okay. I don't know where exactly this was at, but there was a mud pit scene where they got, I don't know, they slid out of the dungeon. Was that?
Oh, yeah.
And that was awful filmmaking, because I think the movie at that point at least had been going at a pretty good clip. And they just lingered on each individual turtle in that scene for forever. I was like, get on with it. God. That was awful.
Yeah. And then April cut her clothes off.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Legorama, I believe is how they described it.
Yeah.
Zero reason at all.
Yeah. It was just annoying. Like she, why? Yeah. It just looked
another
stupid.
Another huge issue I had with this movie is they did a schwing, which I believe is a Wayne's World reference.
Yeah.
Those are, I mean, cultural references littered throughout. And it's like not, there's not even a lot of times where it's appropriate. They just want to reference other stuff. And it's stupid. I didn't
care
for
they keep
that.
Calling people, they keep being like, oh, look, it's so-and-so. Oh, look, it's so-and-so. Like all these cultural references. And yeah, this movie was tough to watch, to be honest.
Like as much as I really enjoy, obviously I enjoy like Japanese stuff and like things set in like feudal Japan and no, this like the plot was just boring. Like I didn't understand like the point of any of it. Like why was the Portuguese guy there at all? Why
he was trying to sell guns to them.
So I
explained this to you like three times.
No, I get that he was trying to sell guns to them, but like he kind of stuck his little fingers in everything and he was extremely antagonistic toward everyone for like no reason other than April said she was a witch for some reason. Like she goes back in time, they see her Walkman, and her first thought to explain this away is, I'm a witch. Yeah. Well, they're going to burn you or kill you or someone, everyone wants you dead now, you idiot.
Not a good move.
No, it's like, what? That's just like, I feel like that's common sense. Like,
meanwhile, in the current time, 1993, the honor guards become obsessed with hockey. And then they go to a bar and start drinking and playing video games.
Yeah, whatever they're doing in modern time is of absolutely zero consequence to like everything else that happens.
But you have to admit, Casey Jones does a very good job babysitting them. Because that could have went south in a lot of ways. And he does a good job at calming them down and showing them things.
Does he?
I mean, they don't go out and like start murdering people or be weirdos and I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, they watch hockey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas Splinter's an old bump on a log in there.
Yeah, he like just vanishes for most of the movie.
I think they realized that that guy was not doing a good voice. They might have done some rewrites on, you know, or edited him out of some of the plot. Tough.
Then we have a really long time at the village with, I don't remember her name, and Yoshi. And it's tough to talk about, honestly. Like, it's so boring, and it's just like so many bad jokes and bad dialogue.
I
don't understand what the heck the deal with Wit is.
Who?
Wit, he's the Casey Jones actor in the past.
He was like betraying them.
Yeah, but it was like, was this planned the whole time when he was put in jail? Like, was he put in jail to befriend her? I don't understand.
I think he like did something against the, what's his name? The bad guy on like,
Don Raphael.
Yeah, like he like, I think the character is just supposed to be stinky. So he like did something against that guy on the way over, and that's why they had him in chains. And then he was like, oh, turtles, let me go. And they were like, okay. And then he was like, oh, you, when he turned them back in, he said, you can give me a pardon for everything if I turn these guys back into you. And the bad guy was like, sure, I guess so. And then he ordered him to shoot them. And he was like, no. And then he was like, okay, well, we'll shoot you too.
You know what's really weird is these turtles go back and they take the bodies of the honor guard.
They're
wearing this honor guard armor, and everyone just looks at them in the armor. They're like, "This is totally normal. You're the honor guard." When they're like three times as big as
and green, they're and clearly their eyes not are bulging.
Yeah.
Like I get like the samurai would wear like a full face mask and a helmet, but like there's clearly.
But they have three fingers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yikes.
And then in the middle of this boring village scene, we have Michelangelo just going to a building that's completely in flames.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just could not be more burned.
There's no way. There's no way. It's too on fire. Everyone need to, and he saves a kid named Yoshi.
Yeah. And you had that awkward CPR scene, which.
Yeah. And then they all
worshiped the demons.
Yeah.
They're like, no, he's casting a demon magic on my child. Oh, no, he saved his life. All right, let's worship these demons.
Yeah. I don't understand. Okay, so also, is Yoshi a common name? Because when like I hear the name Yoshi, I think...
You think of a little green dinosaur?
Right. You know, and there's like one part where he's like, I don't remember many Japanese words. Suzuki Yamaha, ha ha ha. I was like, yikes. Like, is that what we're doing here with this name? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I did just a cursory little Google search. There are famous Japanese people named Yoshi, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. Okay. I mean, if you're one cartoon franchise with like cartoon characters, you might not want to like invoke the imagery of another cartoon character. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's just what I thought of. Yeah.
So eventually they somehow get back to the palace. This whole movie, by the way, is shot on three sets. there's the subway, there's the palace, and then there's the village.
Right.
By the way, they just like walk in and out of there whenever they want. Like they just like stomp in, stomp out. Like that happens a few times, I'm pretty sure. There's like, we're going, and then they show up there.
That was just one time. And they were hiding in the cart.
Well, April like stomps into the throne room a few times.
Yeah, she was being escorted by the guards. Anyway, the emperor or whatever wants to, I guess, kill the turtles because 300 years ago, some other turtle demons beat up his ancestors. And so now he's like, they're coming back for me. I have to kill them. And
is that what it was? I couldn't figure out if that was like a prophecy.
Yeah, it was what it was. That's why they kept showing the picture many, many times of the turtle.
I saw that, but I was like, they look literally exactly the same.
I mean, at this point in the movie, I gave up on the past plot. I was done with it. 'Cause then he gets like the bell falls on him. And it rings, and then there's a Don King joke, and I was like, "There's no need for me to really look into this plot. I don't care anything about it.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense. I don't know what's going on ever.
They don't get shot by the firing squad for no reason.
Yeah, they were just like, don't, and they didn't.
And they're like, okay, God, you're right. We shouldn't do it.
It just like. I don't know. Every like plot point or idea seems very like half baked, and it just, you know what I mean. Like there's nothing that's well thought out at all. Like zero. I mean, I know that's asking a lot, but like attempt.
Where I really was just like lost all hope of any redeeming qualities was when the Wit has the opportunity to shoot the bad guy with a flaming cannonball. And instead, he just shoots the platform he's on and causes him to fall down. And then the flaming cannonball bounces back And they don't show the repercussions of it. They just show it bounce off the platform and go back where it came from.
Oh, my. This movie. And there's also surprisingly little ninja fighting.
No, there's quite a lot. You were just like not paying attention to all of it.
Like, well, it just seems like they show up and go, boogie, I'm a demon. And then people run away.
No, there was way more fighting than the second one, at least.
There were plenty of examples in this movie of people waiting while the turtle was fighting someone else. Like, you know, the bat, they'll just like be behind him, just like, I'm like, dude, just hit him. What are you doing?
There was also, I think there was, when they were in the honor guard costumes, like they did not have shells anymore.
Like, it was like, I think supposed to be covered by a blanket, and it's like, oh, so they have blankets in all these outfits. I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, but even with that, it was like not even taking up nearly any space that the shells normally do. So they were just like
very small.
That was when they had the most like physical fighting, was when they were in those outfits, because it had, I think it was the least encumbered.
Yeah, there was definitely like a difference. Like in the beginning, when like the turtles were like doing all their flips and kicks and stuff, I was like watching their faces, and like their eyes never blinked and their mouths never moved. So I think that there were like multiple suits, like some with like robot puppet heads and some without it.
Yeah, Aaron did point that out in the very beginning of the movie before anyone talked. Out. And then when people talked, I was like, I kind of liked it beforehand.
Yeah. It bothers me. I used to watch this show called Face Off, where they would do like movie make competition makeups. Like they'd make like creatures onto people, you know, and the judges would freak out if they made a static mouth. That's what they called like a mouth that would not move in the costume. They're like, this is unacceptable for movies. Like it looks so bad if you have a mouth that won't move. So
that's not what these were by any means.
Yeah. No. I think they had a mix of like the static mouth and then the really creepy puppet mouth. So there was like
Well, they probably used the static mouths when they were like flipping and stuff. Cause I'm sure, cause it was clearly not puppets this time. Like it was clearly like animatronics, like robots. So I'm sure it was really heavy in those headpieces. Yeah.
Well, we got not only face freckles, but like inner thigh freckles.
Yeah. And the freckles don't look good. Like it looks like the way that they did the coloring, it's like light.
They look like acne scars.
Or mold. Like, you know, like when your bread goes moldy and it starts getting those like blue spots and it has like the light gray inside and the dark blue outside.
Yeah.
That's exact. I was like, they look like they've gone moldy. Like, ugh. Gross.
I don't know if I can like think of anything like worth watching this movie. Like,
some of the costumes are okay.
Yeah, but like you have the first two to watch.
They're horses. If you like horses.
Yeah, there was like a split second where they were struggling riding horses and you thought that was going to be a important point in the movie that never came back
this
again.
This movie could have been so cool if it was like the Shogun was like using the samurai to suppress.
Aaron, don't just write it. Don't spoil it. Yeah, you got to write it.
Yeah.
Because the ninja at this time were like working class people that were recruited.
Michael Bay's looking for another script.
Yeah. So when they found them, they should have like taken them in as like fellow ninja masters and like taught them really cool tricks. And then they should have like teamed up to defeat the Shogun. Mm-hmm. That would have been like way more interesting. Isn't that such a good idea I just had?
Yeah. Write it. Send it to Michael Bay.
Dear Michael Bay, please accept my humble script. Listen to me. I have good ideas.
Well, what do you guys think? Does this hold up?
No, certainly not. It was absolutely everything not. I feared it would be.
Yeah, this was a stinker, man.
It was a tough watch. I would agree with that. And you can't, we had to rent it too. Like you can't even, yeah. It's not streaming anywhere. We paid
$3.
$3 for this movie. Could have bought it for $8.
No, I'm
I was really thinking about it. I'm glad that we didn't. But yeah, I don't know. Probably don't check it out. Check out definitely the first one. I don't know. I still like the second one. Other people may not agree.
Well,
hate all of this.
I mean, if you like Ooze, right? Definitely yeah. Check out the second one. So,
and don't watch the third one.
Yeah.
Just skip it. Pretend it's not here.
All right. Well, we will talk to you more next week with another movie. If you agree or disagree with us, or you have any other thoughts or ideas you want to share, hit us up. We are at the VCR Kids on Twitter, thevcrkids@gmail.com. If you want to send us longer feedback or voice feedback, we'd love to feature it on the show. And other than that, we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
Ah!
.com.